You are now tuned in to the Couch Money Podcast with legendary Quinn and Voice of Reason. CouchMoneyShow.com. CouchMoneyShow.com.
This will be the day.
CouchMoneyShow.com.
Super classic.
Feeling good. Oh my God.
Hey. CouchMoneyShow.com.
Wait for that beat to drop, though. Wait for that drop. You know what time it is.
Let's hear it.
CouchMoneyShow.com.
What a classic, God, right?
Gotta let it rock, man. Gotta let that thing rock for a second.
That shit like 5-10 minutes,
too. It don't matter. Gotta wait for it. Welcome back to another episode of Couch Money, Season 6, Episode 8. Jesus. Episode 8. We are back in the motherfucking mix. You already know what time it is. Couch Money. Couch Money Show. Did we get right to the AKs?
Yeah.
Here we go, man. It's your boy, Legendary Quinn, a.k.a. Jigga Giovanni, a.k.a. Uchiwali Zerbia, a.k.a. Nick Van Excellence, a.k.a. Hazel Biscuits, a.k.a. Anita Dollar, a.k.a. Pastor Dulce. I got new shoes on, right? Yes, sir. Rolling down 95. A.k.a. Bartholomew Jones, a.k.a. Cornelius Caldwell Pope, a.k.a. Thug Christie, a.k.a. Luka Doncic, or Hookah Doncic. A.k.a. Brucey B. Jr., a.k.a. Trivia Newton John, a.k.a. Willie Beeman Jr. My name is Willie Beeman, a.k.a. Potty Next Door, Summer's Over, or your motherfucking favorite, Podman. The Podman. A.k.a. Gross Face Killer, a.k.a. Mr. Number 25 on the barbershop chart. Give me the ball fade with the half moon, a.k.a. the penny fade, a.k.a. who you know, eat wonton soup and drop top coop, a.k.a. Benny Boom Shakalaka, a.k.a. Punaning and Cereals, a.k.a. Suave Divock, a.k.a. Lenny Wab Baba Luab Duab Bim Boom, a.k.a. your motherfucking favorite, Light Skin Tony.
My boy.
What's up, baby? You know I'm back in the mix, so I'm feeling good out here. Got my face mask on. You know it's getting a little cold, a little chilly. So I had to bring the mink out. You know I'm feeling
good. It was snowing this weekend, Tony.
Listen, I had to mink out. You know what I'm saying? It was snowing. You know, I had to wipe it down. I'm saying, feeling good out here. But you know, I'm back out here saying, feeling good.
Hey, how the Vikings do, Tony?
Vikings feeling good. Shout to Dalvin. You know what I'm saying? Shout to Dalvin. Feeling good, baby. Never go lonely with Tony, baby. Come through, baby, for a Vikings game. Never go lonely with Tony. Oh, AKA Mr. 88.5 WZLIT, Legendary Larry, the Lituation Station, playing all the smooth tunes. What my motherfucking guy?
Voice the Reason with the underscore. AKA Dogs Called Lord Nigga. AKA Antonio Brown Liquor. AKA James Brown Liquor, the godfather of Remy and Coke Nigga. AKA Bobby Brown Liquor, so you know shit get crazy.
Nasty.
AKA Mr. Double Shot of Deuce on a Tuesday. AKA Mr. MVP of 2003, I've been outside. AKA Mr. I booked through Skip Lag, so no, ma'am, I will not be checking my bag. Fuck that. Show me the hoes, or whatever they say when you're walking the moes. And no longer WBC heavyweight champion of the world. Deontay used to be wilder than the rest of them niggas.
Damn.
AKA Mr. If that car don't work, try this one,
with
baby.
Plastic bag.
AKA Mr. 7-day free trial for the third time this month. Fubo TV is this week's victim.
Fubo TV.
Fubo had hit him up.
Had to go through.
Hey, see me next week, baby. I'm gonna have a new name, new number on your back. AKA Mr. High, let me get 5 on pump 9, please. AKA Mr. Rajon Rondo shoulders. AKA Phil Jackson shoulders. AKA Larry King shoulders. His shits is crazy on CNN, man. AKA Darius Miles shoulders. To the first player. Bust your ass. You got to leave. quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Thoreau.
Definitely had a good game. Feeling good.
AKA Mr. Fake Montclair Jacket. AKA Mr. $5 for $20 Mixtape Man. AKA Mr. $30 Uptowns from the Mixtape Stand. And last but not least, Mr. You Know the Vibes.
In the backseat of a cat, do or die. Woo! Yo, nah, man. Nah. In the backseat of a cat, do or die. 7LLP. Yo, man, listen. Do or die?
Yeah.
Niggas about that do or die? Do niggas about do or die?
Yeah, I think niggas was there for that.
That's Chi-Town? Chi-Town. Yep.
Yeah.
Listen, nah, man, that fast rap, that was like Chi-Town, Cleveland, Ohio, the Midwest.
It was like, back then it was trash. But like you couldn't turn away from it for some reason. You looking at the shit like this shit kind of whack. Like, but I like it.
Yeah. Back in the day when it has on BET like 10 o'clock, 10:30 at night, like all them type of records, I just be like, what the?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what this is, but I kind of like it.
I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. This shit is crazy. I'm over here like a kid, like, oh my god, what is this?
I like it, but I don't like it. I don't know, but I can't turn away. I can't look away. I like something about it.
Oh man, okay. Mm-hmm. So welcome back to another week, Couch Money Show. Mm-hmm. We got a lot to get into this week. A lot has changed.
Yeah.
I would say so, right?
I forgot it. Live from Couch Money Studio.
Besides that,
yeah, my bad.
Shit, daylight savings times went back. Did that shit fuck you up a little bit?
Yeah, it threw you off because I was like, I was like half asleep already, and then like that shit, I was sleeping too well. And I'm like, wait a minute, like, and it was like 1 o'clock or some shit. I'm like, oh wow,
the car clock always throws me off. I feel like I'm running behind at least an hour and a half every time I look at my car clock compared to my regular clock and shit.
Do you
like
know
that.
Acura's put the clock back a week in advance?
Accurus?
Yeah.
Like on their own type shit?
Yeah, like they just like 5 days
like
early.
Out of courtesy? Like
I guess they just they
yo, as far as Acura on the backbone, like, yo, yeah, by the way, we update your shit too.
Yeah, we got y'all niggas. Don't even worry
about
it.
Oh, I know they did that.
Like early as fuck.
That's fire.
Yeah, so I don't know.
But okay. That's okay. Yeah. That's a good fact.
Just saying, yeah.
That's a fun fact.
Random fact.
All right, so that happened. Obviously Halloween. How do you feel about is this really been Halloween this year, or it's kind of been different?
COVID Halloween.
It's been different. Like everything. I feel like now with we coming into the last year's water holidays now. Mm-hmm. We never dealt with COVID before with the not say the real holidays, but the holidays is coming around.
Well,
now.
I don't really like Halloween anyway. So
okay, Halloween.
I'm not a big Halloween guy.
Do you consider that a holiday?
Hell no.
No, right?
I don't. I personally don't know why we celebrate the shit personally, but I mean, you know, it's for the kids at this point.
It's for the kids.
Yeah. You
know, I mean, gotta
let the youngins get their shit off.
Right. Now, as you were saying, youngins still can't even go to the mall now. We're like, damn, no. So now, where do kids trick or treat? They don't, right?
I mean, I guess if you know, like, if you got a little neighborhood that you know a couple people, you might go pull up like that.
That's
or you go
that.
To a little gathering, like nice little safe gathering.
Yeah.
And you know, kids get candies and bags and shit like that. But that old fashioned going to everybody old
house shit, and shit. Nah, that shit dead. That shit
might be dead past this year just cause. Like, I think that's dying down a little bit.
So it kind of cut down.
Remember trick or treating before? Like,
it's nasty.
That shit was like a man. That was, you couldn't wait.
We talked and couldn't wait. I had a pillowcase filled with the bags. Hit kids with the it was terrible.
Get your bag snatched out.
But I will say though, checking on like social media and shit, I give people mad credit. It's been a lot of creative costumes though this year though. I will say that.
Yeah. First of all, Halloween crept up on me.
Nigga.
Like, I didn't realize it. I'm like, oh damn, this shit like 2 days.
Yeah, nah.
So, but you see the costumes that niggas was wearing on Instagram shit. I'm like, oh y'all been ready.
They've been going in. So I think they've been having parties.
Yeah.
And they had like who's been killing it. Sweetie, I will give Sweetie credit for.
Yo, you see, she be doing like the remakes of the like movies. And
I
shit
give
like
Sweetie
that.
Credit for like the Halloween show. Like she's been killing it as far as.
Has she been doing that for Halloween or what?
No. I mean before that,
I don't know. I just like I don't follow. I just like somebody reposting. I see her. She'll do like Friday over. No,
she
like
did
that.
The Friday shit first. Yeah. That shit was fire. Yeah. She did that, and then she just did the Destiny's Child. The Bootylicious joint.
Yeah, I seen that. You know, that's fun, good shit, man.
Right.
I like that. I like shit like that. That's dope.
Right, nah, that's fire. And then yeah, that you out. See, Sierra and Russell Wilson was Janet Jackson and Busta Rhymes.
Oh, for real? No.
Right, nah.
I seen Lil Future. What Lil Future was? He was rapping with Sierra.
I forgot
what he was. But.
Nah, there was some dope shit. And then Offset was the mask. Like, these niggas went all out for their shit. Yeah, like, nah, it's Halloween.
I mean, if I was rich, I'd probably do some dope shit.
Like,
that's more incentive. Yeah. Like,
because niggas can go out and just buy the
you
mask.
You can go out and do some real wild shit. Like, you can really get your whole shit redone as the mask and go viral some shit.
So the females, though.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, it's getting cold, but females, they be giving it up on Halloween type shit.
Yeah, that's a good excuse for them, you know what I'm saying?
You think, okay, like I was going to get to that.
Yeah, we here.
It's an excuse to show off what's popping?
Yes, absolutely.
You think so?
Yeah, yes. No doubt about it in my mind, personally.
So it's some creative costumes out there, though.
Like what? let me guess. The naughty nurse.
The nurse.
Yeah, the naughty nurse.
You got the naughty nurse.
Fishnets. I don't know. I see you, baby girl. I know what's going on here.
You got the nurse and doctor. You got the vampires.
Yeah.
I mean, you got those. I mean, mm-hmm. the chicks. You got the referee chicks. I mean, it's always
think about it, put it like this. Let's put this in perspective.
Let's talk.
They sell like a lot of costumes like that at VIP. There you go. Like
it's a two for one deal kind of thing if you look at it.
Oh, I ain't saying I didn't like it.
Right.
okay. Don't get me wrong. I didn't say the shit wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
I'm scrolling. I see what's going on.
I
didn't say, like, you know what I'm saying, I was against it. Yeah, I'm just saying, like, yeah, that's definitely what's going on. Absolutely.
VIP. So if you get, it's a difference between getting a VIP and Party City.
Yeah.
Huge difference.
You go to Party City, you probably do want to have
it. You'll get some fishnets in there.
Yeah, you can get some fishnets in there. But if you go to VIP and get your joint, mm-hmm. you are all the way on the bullshit.
That's true.
Are all the way on
you
the bullshit.
You with the shits if you going to VIP for you.
A naughty maid.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with your fishnets.
Yeah, you got your fake blood. You got one drop of blood somewhere. Right. One drop of something. I'm a dead.
okay.
Javonte Davis fight.
Yeah, man.
Can we talk about it? Hey, obviously,
shout out to Tank, man.
Shout out to Tank, man. Yes, listen, do you know we was with Tank was there tonight? We was in DC.
Yeah, I know. He came through, gave niggas dab and shit.
He
showed some kind of love. Like
he did.
Yeah, he walked right by us, and he was like, he looked like he knew niggas or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. I remember.
Did you say like what up to him or some shit? And he like,
did I?
Yo, yes.
I might have been through.
Like we was standing, like he had like we was like on a wall type shit. He like walked through and like, but he was looking like
he was like, yo,
new niggas,
like say what up to me type shit.
Yeah, like he gave niggas the head nod or something. I remember that shit. Yeah,
I don't remember. Yeah, but now Javonte Davis had a fight this weekend against Santa Cruz, mm-hmm. and the fight it started off shaky for Tank.
Oh yeah, it looked like it was going to go to distance.
It was going to go to distance. It felt like it was going to go 12, and mm-hmm. then the sixth round
he started applying pressure.
Sixth round came around. He caught him with a meat uppercut, and I've never. I've seen knockouts.
Yo, I was kind of scared. You know who got knocked? What was that? Pacquiao got knocked out that time with the flush punch.
Pacquiao was out for like a good 40 minutes.
He caught him with the flush.
The janitor came. Everybody was cleaning up. He was still in the still in the ring.
I think. Which one you think was worse, the Pacquiao knockout or the this one?
This one was nasty.
This one was nasty. The uppercut. Nasty. He walked right into. He lined it up
beautifully, so perfect.
But I think the Pacquiao was crazy. I thought Pacquiao died.
Nah,
he caught him flush.
Because he was throwing a power punch. So once he got caught, he went straight to sleep. And he was gone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Javonte was saying after the fight, like, yo, like he was punching. He was throwing punches and shit. Mm-hmm. But he just wasn't moving out the way.
Nah.
So he was like, I lined him up
and that was it. It was all she wrote.
Night, night.
One uppercut to the chin and it was game over. You know what's the worst one I've seen? Mm-hmm. Was it Bernard Hopkins?
Mm-hmm. Against who?
This is Bernard Hopkins was getting older.
He was going
he got knocked literally out the ring.
Out the ring. Yeah, like dog, why are you falling out the ring?
He touched the first. No, he touched the second row.
Yeah.
Nigga was in it eating popcorn. Like, I ain't.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest fights I've ever seen. But nah, Javonte Davis. Shout out Javonte Davis.
Shout out Javonte.
That fight was crazy.
That was good shit. Wait, hold on, real quick. I personally didn't know Javonte could fight that good. Like, actually, like technically, like I didn't know he could box that good.
Nah, Javonte,
like,
nice.
He not just some street thug that just got into the ring. Like, no, he can box. Yeah. Like, he can actually fight.
And you see Mayweather taking him under the wing on some Broner, but he's making him like kind of moving Broner to the side and taking Javonte under the wing.
Cause I think Javonte fuck Broner up, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think so, nigga. Okay. Murder Mook versus Tay Rock. That also went down real
Listen,
quick.
Listen, man. Somebody got to holler at Smack, man.
Talk to me
somebody got
real
Smack.
Quick about
Smack. You know Javonte fighting. Why are you lining your fucking... Why are you lining the battle up exactly
how at the
boxing match go?
Because usually rap battles, they usually happen at what? 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 3
like
o'clock?
2 o'clock shits get kicked off or some shit. Like, and it'd be, you know, the other fucking battles. Mm-hmm. And then you get to the main event shit. That's cool. But like... He lined the shit up exactly how the boxing should go. Same time and everything.
Same time. I don't know if it was a Halloween thing or whatever the case may be. It's whatever, but...
He better never do that shit again.
Nah, Murder Mook... I mean, me and you had this conversation about Murder Mook. Mm. I said Murder Mook was going to get cleaned up 3-0. I rewatched it this morning.
Yeah, who you got? You got Mook?
I got to apologize to Mook, man. I really do got to apologize to Mook. Mook came through. Mm-hmm. I got Mook 2-1, respectfully.
Because you know what it is? Like,
I got Mook 2-1.
In them early rounds, like Mook was doing the shit where he like... Like, he was basically saying, like, yo, all them gun titles and gun bar shits,
it ain't gonna work.
Cause, like, you saying a bunch of fabricated, he shed light on that. Mm-hmm. For me. So, when he shed light on that shit, it's kind of like, damn, you are saying a bunch of, like,
he is.
A bunch of nothing, right. Really. Like, a bunch of yelling, and I'm gonna shoot, and I'll shoot you. Mm-hmm. Like, and Mook, like, oh, yeah, right. So, once he threw that on it, that was kind of, he kind of took it away a little bit.
I think the reason why I thought Mook was gonna, like, get killed by Rock, because last battle we saw Mook, he was in Harlem versus Verb versus A Verb. And he, I think it's a crowd reaction. People gas up because Murder Mook, everybody know Murder Mook from high school,
right?
Back in the days, anytime he in the room and he rapping, cats going to react. Oh my god, oh, we heard what he said. Yeah, so you can't really hear everything he's saying. The fact that he was in a quiet room and it was nobody else there, he can get his shit off how he got his shit off. I liked hearing every single bar, and it was much more better.
Tay Rock, he feed off of crowd energy, so it's kind of with no crowd, it kind of you know, he'd be yelling this shit.
Yeah,
that's it wasn't too much of that because there was no crowd.
But I rewatched it. I watched Murder Mook's first round. I didn't expect nothing. He came out crazy. The parallel, the parasite, I'm like, whoa. Yeah. So he doing all that, and at the very, very end of it, you can, because they have the battlers in the next room or some shit.
You can hear them.
You after after Mook's first round was over.
What they was watching that shit like on a screen or something?
Yeah, I think on some on a green screen.
Yeah.
But you in the next room over after Murder Mook was done with his first round, you heard the other room. Oh my god! I feel Rock, like he felt that.
He felt that energy.
He felt the next room. Yeah, he knew that shit. He knew that shit. So nah, that was a quick little rap take. Yeah. But nah, that battle, Javonte Davis fight, it was a fun filled weekend. Halloween, all that shit happened. Yeah,
good for the culture.
It was definitely good for the culture. Definitely good for the culture across the board, for sure. Because female rap is it better than?
I personally don't like the female versus male shit.
Why not?
Niggas be talking crazy, dog.
It's battle rap though.
Yeah, I know, but not on. Equality is cool.
You feel like you shouldn't talk to women that way. You're such a stand up guy. Yo, such a moral guy.
I'm so sorry. That should be. It'd be reckless, dog.
It's for the sport.
And these bitches know. And I wish this bitch would. I'm like, oh my god, that's too much for me, that's, dog.
To talk aggressively to a,
it's too crazy. Yeah, and them niggas don't be holding no punches, dog.
Hey man, it's a bad.
Yo, who was it? DNA and Shine.
Yeah, DNA versus Shine versus 40 Bars.
They was talking crazy.
It was nuts. It was nuts.
I don't like it. Let the females battle the females and let the dudes battle the dudes, man. Okay. Let's keep it like that.
Okay. I don't know if this COVID shit is kind of picking up more steam.
Yeah, so, man.
A question I got for you, I wanted to ask everybody this really.
What's up?
If there was going to be a second shutdown. And we obviously wasn't prepared for the first one.
Word.
We getting now that you know what time it is for the first quarantine and all that other shit. If it was going to be a second shutdown, how would you prepare?
Oh, I don't give a fuck. This the winter time. You can close this shit the fuck up. I don't give a fuck. Not in the winter time. You know when it's warm outside. It was just turning the corner of starting to get warm and shit. So before it was like, you know, oh damn, we didn't know what was coming and shit. Now you can close this shit. I don't give a fuck.
So you're not even like,
nigga, I don't care. I do not care. Close it. Like it, because the thing about it like this, the restaurant, you go to the restaurants, you know, you sit outside,
right?
I mean, they got the distance seating now, right, and that's I like it like that too.
That's cool. Yeah.
So between the distance seating and the outside being closed, like I'm cool at home.
Okay.
I'm good. If I do go to a restaurant, I like how it is with the limited seating. I don't want to be all up on nobody anyway.
So if it's a second shutdown, it's more lit.
Thank you. Go ahead and close it. Like I'm straight, bro. How you feel? You feel like it'll fuck you up?
A second shutdown?
Yeah.
Now I'm ready. I'm prepped now.
Yeah, like we know what's going on.
We know what time it is now. Yeah. So yeah, I think we gonna be used to this quarantine shit for real. Mm-hmm. Like, because you think going outside more and see more shit, more and more packed. You like no, I ain't doing that.
I'm tell you, I always say Atlanta. They be having a good old time.
They be having a good old time.
I see a lot of places. Everybody is outside, man. Yeah. Like, so I don't know. I can't really understand what's going on or what you're supposed to do, what not supposed to do. I don't get it no more.
So we doing the picky and choosy shit with the COVID. Like we'll do certain things. Nah, you know, that's COVID.
That's, yo, niggas be trying to make it seem like they not going outside. They not fucking shit. But if there's some shit they care about, niggas is dressed.
If it's some shit they care about, okay.
Going
right. If it's a,
I be seeing niggas.
If it's an all white party, or if it's a, I'm saying an all black party or some shit like that, they going.
It's a couple things like okay,
but a family cookout, you know, COVID.
You know, COVID, dog. I can't do it. It's COVID. Like nah, nigga. You wasn't saying that.
You was at a black and white party.
You was at a strip club, my nigga. That's different. Like
yo, nah, but I can't make him saying
niggas do what they want to do, man.
That's true.
Niggas make time.
Niggas picking and choosing for that COVID shit.
Niggas make time for what they want to make time for. All that. All that shit is across the board.
That is hilarious.
Is it time for Urban Jeopardy?
It's time.
Is it Urban Jeopardy time?
Urban Jeopardy time. Okay, let's get it, man. Right, clap it up, man. Let's clap it up, man. All Jesus right. Christ. Oh, man.
All right, here we go. Let me see. Get my shit right here. I'm going to catch the beat this week, too, man.
Okay.
I was slipping the last three weeks. I was slipping.
I thought you had caught it last week.
I kind of did.
Oh, okay.
Nah, let's see, though. Here we go.
Yeah.
This is Urban Jeopardy with your ghetto game show host from round the way, voice of reason, Trebek. Hey. All right, Urban Jeopardy is the ghetto game show. We asked Quinn a bunch of shit. He's pretty quick-witted.
Oh, man.
Usually does a great job. How'd you do last week? I came in.
I think I did pretty good last week.
Yeah.
I think so. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I think so. Got to start writing shit down. I say it all the time that we got to write shit down, but we really going to start writing shit down. All right, question number one for the legendary one. You ready?
Are we ready? Oh, okay. Let's get to it. Yeah, let's do
get
it.
Into it.
All right.
In 2001, R&B songwriter turned singer Lil Mo released her debut album, titled What?
Little Mo's first album?
Yeah.
Damn. Was it Mo Money? Mo? Was it Little? What's the four? No. Damn. Little Mo's first album was. Oh my God. Super. No. She's writing little strings of no strings of no boys allowed. That's curiosity.
That's curiosity. First,
Little Mo's first album. God
Little
damn.
Little Mo's first album.
2001. What was the album name?
Based on a true story.
Ah, oh, man. Yeah.
Based on the true story. It was on Electric. On
Electra.
With Busta and them niggas. They pushed her shit back like four times, literally.
So, her album?
Yeah, that shit was supposed to come out like 1998 or some shit.
Damn.
And they pushed it back to like 2001. Ain't that crazy?
But Superwoman was a big hit, so it kind of maybe it played out.
It worked out
because 90. I don't know if Superwoman. Well, they don't know if Superwoman would have came out in 98.
In 90.
That must have been new. Nah, because that was the sound and the jerseys and all that shit. Yeah, that shit would have had matched.
It worked out.
It did work out for them. It worked out for them. All right, 0-1. Okay, pull up. Jesus.
0-1. It's okay.
Based on a true story. You don't can't name your first album, man.
Based on the true story. I mean, she says it's about her shit.
That's a cop out.
That's too easy.
I feel like any person who does that for their first album is a cop out. Based on a true story.
Simple and easy.
Life and story of such and such. Yeah, like come on, man.
I mean, niggas do the self. That's how I feel about self-titled albums. Like not back in the day because it was different. Like you just was Tony Braxton. Your shit just Tony Braxton.
Tony.
Yeah, your shit just Tony. But later on, that is kind of wild.
Yeah.
But if you want to check out Lil Mo's music, she is now streaming on Apple Music.
Mm.
And clap it up for that.
Okay.
Because shit was crazy.
Yeah.
You couldn't find her shit. I don't think she's on Tidal in Spotify yet.
Okay.
I'm not sure. But I know she's on Apple Music. The first two albums, though. What's the second joint? Meet the Girl Next Door?
Meet the Girl Next Door, yeah.
That's on there, too. So, okay. All right. Congrats, Lil Mo, for getting over that hurdle.
That's a fact.
All right. Question number two for the legendary one.
All right, let's get it.
Put these events in order. It's been a little while.
Okay, put them in order. Put them in order.
We got. Turn this shit down a little bit. We got the movie Good Burger hits the theaters.
Mm.
We got the release of 702's debut album, No Doubt.
Mm.
We got the premiere of MTV's Celebrity Deathmatch. Start the music over.
Wow. Okay, so we got 702's Celebrity Deathmatch, and what was the third one?
The movie Good Burger.
Wow, that's all close as hell to each other.
Yeah, definitely.
God damn, okay. Okay.
Think you got it?
I think I got it. I think so. Nah, no what? Yeah, I think I got it. Yep, no, let's get it. It's lit. First, I want to go with Good Burger first. I want to say 702.
Just tell me when you find it when it's coming.
Okay, all right, boom. Good Burger, 702. Nah, I might 702, because 702 was 97. Good Burger was like 98, 99. And then Celebrity Deathmatch was hit that 2000 mark. That's a fact. Celebrity Deathmatch 2000, that's the name of the shit. Celebrity Deathmatch 2000. That's what it was called, I believe.
Just tell me when your final answer ready.
All right, final answer goes Good Burger, 702, Celebrity Deathmatch. Wait. Okay.
You actually had it the first time.
Which one? 702?
I got to tell you now. Okay. So it was the release of 702's debut album was 1996.
Stilo?
Yeah, Stilo was 96.
I thought Stilo was 97.
Nah, it was 96.
Oh,
Good
no.
Burger. Good Burger was 97.
They the same fucking.
the same cusp. Them chisels kind of close because both of them joints go to like together.
Nigga,
like
hand in hand. So close to each other.
Yeah, them chisels hand in hand. And the celebrity death match was actually New Year's 1998.
Oh, New Year's.
January 1st.
Damn.
So them shits was hard.
That was mad close to each other.
But you was close. You had it, though.
I had it. Okay, yeah.
You said it, and I said, like, final answer, and you switched it.
Damn. Okay. I guess I'll be. Damn, I'll 0-2.
Drink up. You'll be all right, man. God damn.
Dog, that's probably the closest, like, I don't know, the closest they've been as far as, like, the years.
And the tighten shit.
That was the closest.
Could you be nailing them shits, man? Yeah. So had to put the difficulty settings up a little bit.
No, I appreciate it.
But, you know, like, I feel like for some reason that 702 and Good Burger, that shit go hand in hand.
Because it's Cousin Skeeter and Ski-Lo. Yeah. Ski-Lo and then fucking
the Nickelodeon and all of that shit.
Nickelodeon and then the freaking Good Burger had a soundtrack and it was an immature soundtrack. It was like a whole bunch of shit going on.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Ah, man. Damn.
It was close. It was close. What's that? 1-1?
That's 0-2.
Oh, you're 0-2? What was the first one? I forgot.
First one was.
Oh, the Lil Mo album.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Question number 3 for the legendary one. Let's see if we can get you off the snide here.
Please.
This is up your alley right here. Okay. We back in your shit right here. That's your bag, nigga.
Okay.
All right. Question number 3 for the legendary one. In the mid-1990s, rappers Jay-Z, Akineli, and LL Cool J all passed up on a beat that eventually became the Notorious Big's Sky's the Limit.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the producer responsible for Biggie's 1997 classic hit, Sky's the Limit?
Producer of Sky's the Limit. It was one of the hitmen, right? No. Sky's the Limit. All right. That was. Whoa. That wasn't Stevie J.
Nah.
Hitman. Oh my God. Sky's the Limit was that Carl Kent? No, was that Clark Kent? No. Was that Clark Kent?
Woo! Let's fucking go, nigga. Ooh. Let's go.
At the buzzer.
I'd like to welcome to the stage the lyrically acclaimed.
Okay.
I like this young man because when he came out,
can't play a song too long, man. Can't play a song too long.
He went from ashy to clap.
I get emotional.
All right, all right, all right. Hey,
I get emotional. That's Clark Kent, man. That's my shit, man.
Clap it up for you.
All right.
Let me take another sip. Fuck it.
Clark Kent.
So, ooh, yeah.
That was off the glass. Yeah. My God. Okay.
All right. So,
I'm back.
That was another user submitted joint.
I'm back.
How you get that in the last round? Like, in the game,
I was thinking, like, okay, Jay-Z, Akineli. I'm trying to think of the melody of the song, the sample. I'm like, that got to be somebody like Clark.
Yeah.
I was like, Stevie J, Hitman. Nah.
I can see why you would say that, though.
Yeah, because it's, I mean,
it's close.
It's right the there. Same so vibe, I was like, okay, it's kind of the same vibe. So I was like, thinking, like, damn. Clark Kent.
All right, that was an impressive one. Okay. Got you off the snide, man. That's good shit.
Is there another one?
One more.
Okay.
Last one.
Let's see if I can even it out.
Yeah, see if you can even out. See. All right. Question number 4 for the legendary one.
Mm.
In 2019, mogul Tyler Perry stated that we would finally be seeing the last of Madea in the film A Dear Family Funeral.
Mm-hmm.
After years of doing stage plays, Madea finally made it to the big screen in 2005 in the film Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Yes.
Stage plays aside, how many on-film movies did Madea have?
What? How many?
Yeah.
But hold on. Besides the stage play.
Not the stage. The only on film only. On
the stage joints is like 70 of them.
Don't count those.
Films. Why did I get married? Why I got married again?
Yeah, you know the bag.
Yeah, you know that. Why did I get married again twice? Did I remember that? Like, I want to say. Does he have 27? 30 films? 30? No, that's too high. 15. That's a lot. No. All right. Final answer. Tyler Perry has about Madea films. Or just Madea or just all his films?
Madea.
Oh, Madea films. I'm thinking Tyler Perry films.
No. Madea.
Okay. So
Madea. Yeah, I wouldn't do you like that.
Madea? Mm-hmm. Madea probably had about, I want to say eight. Eight.
It was close. It was 11.
God damn.
You know what? It's actually 11 on film and 11 stage plays.
For real?
Yeah. Like it's 11. What do you mean with Madea?
Well, maybe specifically. Maybe because my grandmother watched the same tape.
Yeah, probably. Yo, remember when that shit first came out?
Dog.
Have you ever been to a Madea play? Remember that shit came to the Bushnell?
Yup.
I went to that one. Dog. crying.
I never been to the play.
That shit is but live. That shit is fucking hilarious.
I've seen my aunts and uncles get tired to get ready for the Tyler Perry joint
tonight. That shit is fire.
Nah, yeah.
So damn. The films are. Let me just run through them real quick. Diary of a Mad Black Woman. That was 2005.
Yep. Terrible Excuse Breeze me. By Sharp Shamar
yeah.
Moore.
Yeah.
Yep. Terrible. The worst wigs I've ever seen.
That was the first joint. Madea's Family Reunion was 2006. Meet the Browns. She had a cameo in 2008. Okay. Madea Goes to Jail, 2009. I Can Do Bad All By Myself, 2009. Madea's Big Happy Family, 2011. Madea's Witness Protection, 2012. A Madea Christmas, 2013. Boo, A Madea Halloween, 2016.
What?
Boo 2. A Madea Halloween Part 2, 2017. And finally, the Madea Family Funeral, 2019.
She didn't die in that movie, did she?
No, that's how they he was. Remember, he came out saying, like, this is going to be the last Madea joint. And it was called A Madea Family Reunion. Funeral,
and everybody thought it was going to be
she
gonna
die. He was like, he ain't never want to kill her off because that's, you know, she's dead, man. Like, so somebody, Madea's brother, somebody died. Like, somebody died.
You can't do that.
I mean, it was good.
Nah, listen, I will tell you the one thing about the Tyler Perry films on a Sunday, the aunties, they all making a movie date to go see that new Tyler Perry film. They got to go see it.
Yeah, like, some of the screenplays, like, got made into the movie.
Right, that type of shit. Yeah,
Nah, man, but 11 joints, man. 11
okay,
joints.
Okay, well, so one for four.
One for four.
Jesus.
That's all right, man. It's okay, man. Who you want to thank this week, man?
Shit, I still want to thank UMC Voice of Reason. I mean, listen, man, you know, you brought me here. Oh, I appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? You know,
so the levels on that was probably like, what, 5, 4, 3?
That was a 4.
That was about a 4.5.
How many Madea films?
That's a toughie, huh?
That's a toughie.
Buffalo, you right? How many Madea films is crazy? That's a wild question. You're right. That is a wild question. You know, you a G. How many Madea films?
Ask him about how many Madea films.
Well, because it's easy to get mixed up with how many Tyler Perry films.
True.
How many Madea films.
That's why I said like 70, because there's too many. Fall From Grace, all the mother. It gets crazy. What's that? Temptation, all the mother. I don't know.
Well, if you want to check out all the Madea films, some shit is on BET Plus. You can fucking
subscribe. Yeah, every single one of them.
Yeah, every single one of the bitches is on there. So you can fucking have a Madea day at the house, nigga. Tyler Perry got that shit on lock.
So you think he's ever going to do that? He's ever going to finish the Madea shit? When Madea leaving? When's that movie?
As far as films, he say that was it.
All right.
He probably going to come back another 5 years. We'll,
you already know what time.
So that's Urban Jeopardy, man.
All right. Shit.
Is there any here from Him and Not Forgotten this week?
Absolutely here and Not Forgotten this week. Oh, man. Let's bring it back.
Let me have a drink.
Yeah, fuck word.
I like it.
This week on Him and Not Forgotten, you know the segment. Uh-huh. This week, we're going to give praise to Tiffany Evans. Everybody knows Tiffany Evans, right? We gonna give a shout out to Tiffany Evans,
the singer.
The singer, Tiffany Evans. Yeah, come on now. Yeah.
I fuck with Tiffany.
Tiffany Evans, singer, songwriter. Uh-huh. She's 28 years old, born in the South Bronx. Mm-hmm. She eventually got her fame in 2003 when she was a contestant on Star Search, and she went and signed a deal with Columbia Records in that same year. Mm-hmm. She went and have hits with Promise Ring with Sierra, and remember she had a song called I'm Grown with Bow Wow.
I'm grown. How'd it go?
I'm grown now. Remember the little young chick? I'm grown. Remember, you remember Promise Ring now. With Sierra?
Nah, that go. I can't remember that
Promise
one.
Promise Ring is a fast joint.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember this shit at all. Wait a minute. Nah, I don't remember this shit.
Come on now. Wait till we drop. Hey. Let's go, Tim. Come on now. Still no?
Nah, I don't
Still no?
Nah, it's not like a good 2003 joint.
Nah, it was a good joint.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right, shout out to
Evans. So she's doing a thing now. So that was back in 2003. Mm-hmm. So she did that. Now she's on the scene now. She just came back with her husband, and they have a group called Juwan and Tiffany that just came out.
Juwan and Tiffany.
It's like a group of them two together.
Okay.
It's called Juwan. It could have
came
and Tiffany.
With something more fire than that, but I.
Yeah.
That's all they had in the tuck, nigga.
Well, yeah.
We had 17 years.
What
we going with that one?
What we going to name ourselves? Yeah. I'm sure. What's your name?
Put your name together.
I think that should be hot. Yeah.
20 years come over there. It's all good, though. You know, they from Tri-State. Shout out to them.
They dropped a single called Finally. It's actually pretty fire.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to play a little clip of it.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah,
I'm
going to
do a little snippet of it. It's all right, man. Hold on. Give me a second. In her bag, man. Listen.
Hold on. Let me drop some.
CouchMoneyShow.com.
Same okay. girl, same chick, doing the thing still.
Baby, I can tell this is what you want.
How,
What is it called?
It's called Finally.
Finally?
By Juwan and Tiffany. You want to check it out?
Juwan and Tiffany. No, I'm going to go ahead and check that out, man. I'm going to put that on the playlist or something. No, that's a good bot right now. I'm going to hold you.
So, yeah. So she's
might need you to text that shit to me. If I text you at 1 in the morning. Hey,
yo, what was that
joint? Joint was from the show? Nah, that shit sound high. I ain't going
to
lie.
Yo, nah. So she's still doing her thing now. So big shout out to Tiffany Evans. Here but not forgotten this week. Shout out to
her, man. I got to hear but not forgotten this week.
Okay. Oh, you do got one.
I got one for you.
Okay.
All right. So Ralph Woolfolk. You know what that is?
Ralph Woolfolk.
Ralph Woolfolk.
Rock?
BK. No. That's Charles Dutton.
Okay.
Some shit like that. Ralph Woolfolk, BKA D.D. Parker, nigga.
D.D. Parker.
My brother to me.
My guy, D.D. What's he on a roll?
Yeah. So, okay.
What's he doing now?
My man, he's from Atlanta, Georgia. He's married now. He just turned 35 in August.
D.D. turned 35?
I didn't even know he was older than us, but like, yeah, apparently he was all that time.
Dog.
Turned 35. He studied English at Moorwood College in Atlanta.
Okay.
He's a member of the Alpha Phi Alpha fraternity.
Okay.
And he's currently a police officer in Atlanta, Georgia.
Dee's a...
He's a cop, man.
Dee for my brother and me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Hit me. Yeah. He's a police officer down in Atlanta.
Wow. Damn. Shout out to him, man. Wow.
Shout out to Dee.
My brother and me was like one of my favorite shows
ever. That's everybody's shit. I can't believe they only had 13 episodes.
Goo Punch? You got to capitalize off that.
Yeah.
Goo Punch, it had Kendall Gild, and they had so much fire.
13 episodes they only had. One season.
What was my man with the haircut?
Doctor Who? Oh, yeah, I know you're talking about. Oh, I forgot the name.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out to my nigga Ralph Woolfolk, BKA D.D. Parker.
Wow.
Okay. Down in Atlanta doing his thing.
Okay.
God bless him.
All right, we're going to get back into the show. So, listen, did you check out the BET Hip Hop Awards this year?
I tried my best, but BET and Viacom act like they don't want to let niggas watch their channels. You got to do all types of shit to watch this
shit, right?
Yeah, they not on Xfinity. You know, and I couldn't 7-day free trial them niggas, so I had to watch what I could.
You had to watch what you could.
Yeah, I had to see what I could.
A real award show, but we seen different award shows where they actually were somewhat decent. This one
is different, man.
I don't know what's so different about this one. It looked like commercials to me. The whole show looked like it was shot in a Sprite commercial. Respectfully,
I don't know what type of camera they use and shit, but like it's like almost like a video, like a I don't know. Yeah, it's weird. Like it's a weird looking type of shit.
Now, one thing, okay. Here's one thing I was talking to people about. Mm-hmm. The performances that they're saying. They say the performances, they still get the same amount of credit that they get if they were in front of a live studio audience type of shit.
What do you mean credit?
As far as like, all right, if Meek Mill killed his BET Hip Hop Award performance, because you know half of that shit is green screen. They have it already pre-recorded. They're doing that. They still get, he killed their performance compared to them doing it live.
Oh,
like they still get the same type of credit.
Yeah, I guess.
Yes.
But I mean, that shit is too different for me. Like, I mean, I like it. It's all right. They doing, you know, making something out of nothing type shit. You got to do the best you can. But like, it is weird, man. It's weird as hell to see niggas like just doing mad shit in front of no crowd. It's just like you watching somebody audition or some shit.
Pretty much.
That's what it feel like. It's like you watching an audition or like a rehearsal or something.
Right.
What it feel like.
Waiting for motherfuckers to say cut in any second.
Yeah. So, I mean, but yeah, I shout out to Mulatto. I seen Mulatto
did that thing.
Who else performed?
Jhené Aiko and Ty Dolla $ign and Big Sean.
Yeah.
That happened.
I seen that one.
The cypher with the female cypher.
Yeah.
That was the I Wanna Be Down shit with Brandy, Tiana Taylor,
Erykah Badu and
Erykah Badu.
Yo, did you Erykah Badu posted like the nigga she got one of them lines from?
I guess I'm about to flow in.
One of the lines, a nigga from Dallas, like he's like just a local nigga that's be freestyling. So she took a line from him. So she actually posted him like, yo, this is where I got that line from.
Oh, word. That's fire.
Yeah, that was dope.
That's like,
so
dope.
He just regular hood nigga just spitting shit. So I think it might be still on her page. I don't think she posted it on her page. So you can go check that shit out. She was all right.
So I think that was like one of the only ciphers, that and the political cipher, the Black Power cipher.
Yeah, like so they didn't do none of the other. Like,
I don't.
No, the regular. I'm
gonna say regular ciphers, but I think that shit kind of died out a little bit. I think.
I care. I be wanting to see that shit.
You thought okay, but old, you think 2 years ago it was picking up steam? Like we kind of left off, but he was like,
well, because they be putting too many different people in that shit, and like niggas don't be that nice like that. We looking for the fucking where's the cipher with Jadakiss, Fab? Like we waiting for those
Fab,
like,
Jadakiss, Juelz,
or the Griselda joint. Like if it ain't that, like all the old, you know, hey, respect for me. You don't necessarily care for niggas who spitting over in fucking Seattle some shit. Like
no,
I mean,
true.
I know, no disrespect to Seattle, but like that should be different. They don't be even catching the beat, right? And shit. Like, no disrespect.
No, you're right.
That's our coach over here. Like, it's kind of different. Like, I don't know.
The virtual ciphers, The one they had with Buddy, it was Flo Milli. That shit looked like a real life Sprite commercial. That was, shit was like a 30-second clip. I was like, what is this? I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
BT Hip Hop, I don't know. I can't, respectfully, I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
Megan Thee Stallion, what was she won? What, Artist of the Year?
Did she win Artist of the Year?
Yeah, over fucking Lil Baby. I think that nigga's kind of disappointed about that. Like Baby, how can Baby not be the Artist of the Year?
Okay,
I think that's fair. Like that nigga he's on everything.
He is on everything. They pick and choose. I think it's all politics and shit.
You gotta know what time it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happened.
Real quick, shout out to Rhapsody.
Shout out to Rhapsody.
Well, she won Lyricist. Definitely gotta clap it up.
Yeah, gotta clap for that. That's
she
a
beat
fact.
Out some niggas. So that's
a fact.
That's dope.
Yeah, nah, and don't play like her pen ain't crazy.
I asked somebody. Was out of like, what the fuck I was talking about? Basically, I asked him like, is she like the best rapper out right now? Like as far as like bars, you know, that type of shit. He was like, I don't know, man. He was saying Benny and Conway and shit. I'm like, oh, yeah, but I think she in the conversation. And they're telling me to get the fuck out of here.
Why is that though?
And I'm a Griselda nigga to the core, but like, Rhapsody I'm like,
got
nah,
bars.
Spitting, like,
Rhapsody be spitting. Like, she go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She definitely go crazy. So her, so I was having a conversation with one of my boys, and we talked about every rapper going through a fall off stage in their career when they was at the height. Where we talked about Hove, we talked about Lil Wayne, and Nicki, and Drake. Do you feel like right now at this point in time? Because what's that song out that Drake got out now? That I took it to the club or whatever that shit is. It's some like singing song.
Yeah.
Young Blue or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it's catching steam, but it's not like
right.
It ain't really picking up as much people. It ain't the Drake care packages niggas used to get. Once you get Drake on a song, it's like you out of there.
Right.
Now it's kind of like the conversation's getting a little shaky. So you feel like it's taking a transition where it's like we kind of off Drake now. We're overly Drake.
No,
you don't think so.
not even close. No.
Okay.
Because when Drake dropped that motherfucking Certified Lover Boy shit, whatever the fuck that's gonna be titled
on January,
it's gonna be Drake.
You think so?
Yeah, it's home unstoppable. Okay. I've never seen this type of run. Like this shit is crazy.
A Drake run.
This shit is ridiculous. Like, because you gotta think. What's the shit with I'm in the trenches, relax. With Dirk. Yeah, that whatever. When that came out, what was that, 3 months ago?
Right.
They're
saying that shit was like effort. No, he put no effort in those type of songs.
I don't give a fuck.
Drake does not really. He don't really care about.
I don't think he not cares. It's just that is he got the Midas touch.
I'm in the gym.
Nigga, that shit fire. Every time Dirk come on in that part, nigga, I be losing it.
That's true.
So that's in the runnings. For Song of the Year.
Okay. That's so, what the Laugh Now Cry Later.
Yes. Like it's in the runnings for Song of the Year. So it's like it's kind of he falling off. He just put that shit on like 3 months ago.
No. This is the conversation as far as cause he's doing features with younger artists, but they're not really catching steam.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like
shit,
before
when jumping on some shit, back it's not
then,
automatic.
Yeah, Block Boy J, when he got on that Look Alive shit, Block Boy J, Drake is on it, the shit took off. Versace, when Drake got on it, it took off. Like now
what
when
about Drake, the Sosa. I mean,
the 504
shit. 504
shit,
yeah. That shit hard.
It's hard, but.
But niggas not outside right now either. That's another thing.
So that's the difference. So that's probably the game changer.
I think that is more of that than anything.
That's
like,
the game changer, yeah.
That shit probably sound. I haven't even heard that song out like in a bar or a club or nothing.
Yeah, you can't.
And I know how that shit sound through the regular speakers at the house or through the studio speakers. That shit sound ridiculous.
Yeah,
you can't even catch the vibe like you want to.
Yeah, you can't really tell what's really hot in clubs now because. You don't know what's gonna stick and
so
what's gonna.
I think that shit play a part like a motherfucker. Like, yeah. So if you could like besides you know TikTok is what it is now. So
oh, true.
If you got a fire song that's on TikTok, that might catch a shit. But like besides that, if your shit hot right now, just randomly hot, then that shit must really be a good song.
Okay. Oh shit! It's November time.
Yeah.
You know what November time is? It's two things.
What?
We got
Thanksgiving.
We got No Shave November.
Oh God. Yeah. No Shave November.
We with that.
Mm-hmm.
We all with No Shave November.
I guess.
Right? No?
My hair don't grow crazy like that anyway.
Nah,
so
okay.
So me not but shaving.
They saying this applies for both sides this year.
Oh. Wait, No Shave nothing?
No Shave nothing.
I like a little character on my pussy anyway. I touched this before. Like, so I don't really, man, whatever. Like, I'm not the nigga that's like, all right, so I can't believe this.
So you went No Shave November. You went all that. You went all the shits. So now I don't know about No Nut November, though. I don't know about that. That's happening, too.
No Nut November? Oh, no. They could keep that. What you mean, No Nut? Like, can't get no shit off?
Can't get no shit off for the month.
Oh, no. That's
nothing.
Sick. No. Yo, do you think, okay.
Niggas ain't with it?
That's a good question. So do you think, like, when you, let's say if you did No Nut November, right?
Right.
Do you think when you don't fuck or something like that, or you don't release for a certain amount of time, do that recharge your horny ass batteries or do that shit like or next time you, somebody touch your thigh, you out of there. Oh, yeah, you done. Because she rub your thigh and you just, splash everywhere. Okay, it's splash mountains. As soon as you touch my kneecap, baby, it's been 2 months.
Nah, yeah.
It's that shit is always funny. Like, we had a conversation, like, yo, do that shit, like, do it back you up and you be like, just super duper horny and recharge the batteries crazy, or do that shit have the opposite effect? And it,
if you had the opposite effect, I don't know. That might be crazy. Don't talk to me. Yeah. Don't.
Shit, just crazy, nigga. You just, she gotta.
Yo, three weeks for no release. You gotta.
That should be wild. Like,
yeah, it's wild. It's a depressing. Not a depressing stage.
Cause like sometimes, like, it don't even necessarily go. It just be like, not like on some. I'm on strike from pussy. Like, it ain't no shit right. Like that.
It just ain't happening. Yeah,
you going to work?
You going to work? You busy? You
keep, I don't know about 3 weeks. That's a long time.
You but keep, like, you keep yourself occupied.
Yeah, like you doing so much shit. Like, you might not. You know what I'm saying? Do you realize? And then you should be hard enough to cut diamonds.
They getting a video off somewhere at the crib or the workstation or a cubicle or something.
Oh, girls are different.
Girls are different.
Yeah, we talk about that before.
We know girls get their porn off at the work.
Girls, they go to work in the bathroom.
They definitely get their porn off at the cubicle.
Like, niggas can't get their shit off nowhere.
That's
like,
disgusting.
You got to be in the comfort of your home. You can't think about like if you was in the car or some shit at work. That's crazy that for nuts. A dude. But for a girl, it's kind of sexy a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, then you went to the parking lot and rub one out real quick. That's like a little turn on type shit.
Let's say that shit vice versa. Nigga, yeah, like, nigga. You was a sick nigga. Go home. Exactly. Wipe yourself. Sick, nasty nigga.
Yeah, wash your hands.
Yeah,
wash.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't worry. Yeah.
That's hilarious, though.
Oh, what else I got?
Yo, speaking of that other shit, nigga, I was watching Four Brothers, right? You said, when the last time you seen that shit?
Four Brothers?
Yeah.
I want to say maybe like a year and a half ago. That's when Gabby Union was smashing. More Chestnut's
yeah,
father,
yeah,
right?
yeah, that's nuts.
Okay,
yeah. But in that shit, remember DL Hughley girl, like, she wouldn't give him no head.
Yeah,
remember that shit? Like, it's like, so you married? See, he married her, and they had like a kid and shit, and like getting no head. Like, she was on some like that's nasty shit. And her mother, she said her mother told her like that's disgusting, that's degrading to give head type shit. So he was married to somebody who didn't give him head. That ain't now that's some crazy shit. Nigga with steam, nigga.
I think
they divorced and shit too. They divorced in the movie. Like,
that won't be the end all be all for some cats. I don't know.
No head.
End all be all.
I'm packing my shit. I gotta go. No head is crazy. But then again, I love head, so it's like I like it.
Right, enjoy it, man. What you gonna do?
So like that's important.
Some chicks and some dudes ain't really with none of that. They not with it.
I got one of my boys. I'll just say he always say like. Like, head is just like that shit, like a nice little warm up type shit. Like, he said he don't nut from head.
Don't?
He said he don't even nut from head. So he's like, it's cool. Like, I mean, I don't really need it.
I don't really need it.
Like, I'm like, damn. Like, you don't.
It's a cool appetizer?
Yeah, he says like an appetizer. Like, it's That's cool. Crazy. Like, he don't really nut from head. I'm like, you must be getting some trash ass head.
Yeah,
like,
had to be. I mean, respectfully, I don't.
No, fuck that. That head, the head got, if you don't nut from head, that's some trash head. How, it's no way it's good. Like,
no way. Nah, there's no way.
All due respect, but all nah. Due.
Like, yeah.
Shit get crazy out there. You can't be in the field. That shit. Nah. Toes, everything, nigga. Just curled. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just enjoy it too much or something. Yeah, that's crazy to me, man.
God bless. Yeah,
shout out to my guy.
So, the females in this food thing is happening. Mm-hmm. So they say wings are not a shareable food when it comes to going out on a date. They say wings are not a shareable
that's
food.
That's the most shareable food. Like,
you think so?
I don't care who I'm going outside with. If you got wings, I'm touching one.
If you go on a date with Shorty, you're getting some appetizers. You're getting some 6 wings, 8 wings, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
It's not a shareable food, according to the ladies.
Oh, she's silly. Whoever said that.
Okay,
silly.
So I'm going to say, shout out to her. I'm going to put an ad about that. Yeah. But she said.
Oh, somebody we know?
No. But
bugging.
That was a tweet. She said, I only share shareable foods. Wings are not a shareable food.
So what the fuck is shareable?
Fries are a shareable food. You may have some fries, but you will never get one of my wings. They come in a set amount, and I want a 10 piece, not a fucking 9 piece.
Okay, first of all, baby girl, if you wipe down a 10 piece on a date, that's crazy.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you?
Shorty wipe down a 10 piece?
Nah. Okay.
All what's, drums.
What's
the shit?
Nah, what's appropriate? Nah. What's appropriate for a chicken knock down? Six?
Eat 3 or 4 wings, baby, and relax.
Okay.
Nah.
So if you take Shorty, if she knock out, if she clean if she 10
cleans
wings up.
And clean her fingers after everything, that's a little nuts. Respectfully, like, Like now,
she take your wipes.
I don't. Yeah, I don't. Like nobody like a little stuck up. I only want a salad type of girl. Like nobody. That's not. That's not who you. You're hungry, baby.
Right,
you're
right,
not,
right.
You don't want a salad. You eat up. Yeah. But at the same time, polishing 10 wings and know you can't get one, and then licking your fingers after. That's crazy. Like I don't believe, ladies. If it's a lady out there, if you eat all 10 of the wings on a date. Please let me know. I want to see. I don't believe it happens.
You don't think 10 wings?
Hell no. Nah. Ain't no female eating no 10 wings on a date.
I think so. I think women are cleaning 10 wings. I think they might fuck around and do 12.
Mild they or might, like. Or
mild, some, hot, whatever you want.
Some
whatever
hot, some 10 hot wings.
I'm thinking I'm pushing 12.
I guarantee no girl out there eat 12 wings.
Bro. I think so. I think.
And I'll say eight. I'll go down to eight.
Eight wings?
I'll say there's no girl out there on a date. Wipe. Not in the comfort of her own home. Low key. Chilling.
On a
like,
date.
No. Out on a date.
Trying to look good for the guy or trying to like to be
either way. I just don't see that happening. Eating eight wings, cleaning eight. Them shits, bone clean.
I think women go in like, I'm gonna get these wings. I'm ordering this. Well, I'm no, getting so that. If I'm with anything, this.
They probably get full. Like it's just no way. Whether they get full or whether they're trying to be cute. Okay, so there's no way she's eating eight wings.
So you just don't think they clean up a plate in front of a guy on a date.
Eight wings and fries, and she wash it down. Like I just don't think that's happening. Hell no.
I respect that. If Shorty do that, I respect that.
No, it'll be like, damn, baby, you really showing yourself.
Yeah,
ain't you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
You comfortable?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
yeah. You already know my nigga. Yeah. You already know my nigga. Fuck them eight wings. Touch me. What niggas about to do after this though?
Like nah, queen. I'm dropping you the fuck off. I'm trying to bring you the fuck home. You ate them fucking wings. Like
yeah, this is crazy. Yeah, this shit is crazy, nigga.
Ain't no fucking way. Get your ass out of here. You get your ass out of here.
Funk. This shit is wild, nigga. Hell yeah. Hell yeah, this shit is crazy.
All of my fuck.
She's got the best wings in the best wings in the city over here. This shit is nuts.
My chest hurts.
What niggas about to do though?
Queen, you going home. What the fuck are you talking?
Queen, you are going home.
Queen, you going to fuck home immediately. You just ate 12 hot wings.
What the fuck is you your talking breath. About?
Yeah.
Oh man.
12 hot wings? Nah. No way. No fucking way.
All right, I'm good. Yeah. I'm done on that note. Jesus Christ.
All right, final rundown?
Yes, please.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
these fucking wings is crazy. All
right. Final rundown, real quick.
Fuck about to do
though. T.I. versus Funk Flex. Did you see that?
Nah, okay, nah,
Flex,
I see that.
Flex spazzed on T.I.
What's wrong with Flex, man?
I don't know. I didn't even know they had beef. It must maybe some underlying shit. I don't know why I didn't care enough to yeah. do the research on it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, Flex was out of pocket.
Okay.
That nigga Flex put up a post and said, name an artist who snitch or snitch or some shit. I'm yo, like, yo,
Flex,
what?
Flex is always like, going to go there. Flex going to like, go there, man.
That's not even your style. So
right,
like,
right. Yeah, we're shit.
Birthdays for Tuesday, November 3rd. We got Kendall Jenner turning 25.
Okay.
Happy birthday. 25? 25.
God Kendall. Damn. Kendall.
The younger one.
Nah, it was kind of sick, but I remember when... Niggas had a countdown for her 21st birthday.
Yeah, that's very
that's
sick.
That's disgusting.
That's
nah,
crazy.
I remember
that's
that.
Wild. Niggas they had out of pocket.
A countdown website. Like, yeah, she turned 21 in about 4 hours.
Well, what's the other one there?
Kylie?
Yeah, they had a count. Apparently.
18. When she turned 18, they had like a party or some shit. That's sick, too.
Apparently, you know, Travis Scott niggas was counting down, apparently. Like, hey, they was on it.
Oh, Tiger was red shirt.
Yeah, niggas was red shirt. Ella May turns 26.
Shout out to Ella May, man. Listen. Oh, man.
Happy birthday, beautiful, Ella May. 26 years beautiful, old. Beautiful. Jocelyn Hernandez turned 34.
Really?
Yeah.
The Puerto Rican princess?
Yeah.
Okay,
turned 34. Shout out to her.
Okay, shout out to her,
I thought
man.
She was like 39. I ain't going to hold you.
For real?
Yeah, I ain't know she that young.
TV.
Yeah.
Shout out TV.
Yeah, she wanted the beefcake, nigga.
Nah, yeah.
Colin Kaepernick, 33.
Okay. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick, yeah.
Cap secured the bag.
Good shit. Good shit. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Happy birthday.
Sticky Fingers turned 47.
Sticky Fingers?
Yeah.
Yo, nah.
Back the fuck up.
Back the fuck up, man. Yo, I was scared as hell of Sticky Fingers.
Yeah, me too. When I was younger.
Oh,
like,
my
yo,
God.
Like, this nigga crazy.
Why's he got that one eye like
yeah,
that?
That shit was wild.
Yeah,
tomorrow, Wednesday, November 3rd, I couldn't leave out my man Diddy turned 51.
Okay.
Shout out to Diddy turning 51. Diddy? Yeah, 51. So that means Hov is on deck for 51.
Hov is, yeah, Hov about to be 51.
Who you share a birthday with? Do you know?
Jamie Foxx.
No, that's cool. That's right? A good one. That's good.
Yeah, right.
My shit's trash.
Yeah. Who you share a birthday with?
Silk the Shocker.
Okay. Nah. Hold on. Nah. Silk the Shocker was fan.
Yeah.
You remember that Moving On verse on Maya shit, right?
Yeah. That shit was awful.
Yeah.
That shit was real bad. Talk about. Shit was crazy. Silk the Shocker. I said OT Genesis take
Fire,
off.
Fire. That's my guy.
Yeah. Take off. Antonio Gates. Trippie Redd.
Antonio Gates. Yeah.
Those all the niggas I share a birthday with.
That nigga said Antonio Gates
tribute.
I like it. I like off. It.
All right. What else we got? Final rundown. Complex. Did you see Complex say? They released an article saying, well, the title was "Why It's No Longer Too Late for Rappers in Their 30s." Basically saying that because of Griselda and like Freddie Gibbs.
That's bullshit. Not necessarily that's bullshit because it's been rappers that have been starting at 30 years old. At 30 years old, Two Chainz, Ross. There's mad.
Yeah, hey, them niggas is up.
Hove. Well, Hove ain't start when he was 30, but Hove first album he was 26, 27.
Yeah, 27.
So I mean, so that's not necessarily really as new.
They trying to make it
that's
seem
not,
like
they trying. The older cats to still get on because that always been a thing. Ross and. Because Ross been in the game since, what, 98, 99. Mm-hmm. He been with Slip and Slide.
Get your foot up in the game
now. Right, yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. I don't think cats remember. If people go back and listen to watch that Trina video, they don't know that's even Ross.
Get your foot up in the game now.
But yeah, like, these cats had to wait their turn and kind of wait for their shot. And Ross got a shot. And then Chainz got a shot late. So, I mean, but it's still capitalized off of
fuck
it.
All that, man. Old niggas, we running this shit right now.
Facts, man. Real shit.
We on top. We told y'all low niggas we was coming back. Y'all young niggas, y'all, you know what I'm saying? You know how y'all do. Y'all do y'all thing, and that's dope. Mm-hmm. But right now, it's old nigga. Busta Rhymes album. No, how can we not? Come on. Oh, hey, old niggas, we in the building.
Wow. Why did I forget about
that? So, we had Butch how come. We had Butcher come, and then we had Busta. Now I mean, so we us old niggas is holding it down right
Busta
now.
Busta Rhymes album.
Busta album is good.
Fire, man.
Or maybe because we old, I don't know. But this shit.
No. We fucking with that. Shout out to Busta Rhymes. Yeah. Busta Rhymes album was fire. But yeah. we was talking about it earlier. The Busta Rhymes get into his rap back. He gets so serious, it's crazy.
How he sound?
It should be crazy. I'm like, woo, Bus. Yeah.
If Bus rapping like that, you know
he's dead ass. He's not playing around. Nah, he real shit. So,
Do you think people can really taste the difference between bottled waters?
Bottled waters?
Like, yeah, this is
water ain't got no flavor.
I only drink Poland Springs. I only drink.
I can't think. Nah,
you think it's really a difference?
Well, I don't.
Can you taste different? I can't. I don't. Maybe, I'm not even.
You told me something about myself. Oh, I had no clue. I had no clue. I was like this. For you was like, yo, damn, I'm really like this.
Let me give you a little backstory of that one. Yeah. So we in the studio, right? Mm-hmm. So we was here a little earlier watching football and shit. So I'm like, yo, Quinn, man, if you hungry, and Quinn, like, I mean, yeah, I can eat, you know, like, if you hungry, I'm hungry. I'm just cool with me. Like, I don't, if you hungry, we would. You getting some? I'm with it. Type shit. So I'm like, all right. So I'm like, I'm about to grab a pizza. He said he wanted a special pizza. So we had a 2 liter of, what is this shit?
Sprite, yeah,
we had a 2 liter of Sprite in the office already.
Yep.
So I ordered a new 2 liter just because I wanted a fresh new 2 liter, right? So Quinn drinking the old 2 liter. So I'm like, yo, is that shit flat? He like, I mean, yeah, it's a little flat. Like, yeah, this is a little flat, but I mean, you know, it's cool with me. I'm like, this nigga really is like, you just, like, you don't, no big deal.
He's
sipping the half flat soda. For me personally, I'm pouring this whole shit out. Like, if I drink soda in this flat, I'm like,
I'll be damn type shit.
I'm bringing that shit to the
sometimes,
toilet.
Sometimes, man, I'll be like, you know,
Quinn be like, it's a little flat, you know. I think it could work though. Like, like, this nigga is really the positive to my negative. Yeah, and I appreciate that shit, man.
You know, it's a beautiful day, man.
I appreciate you being the positive to my negative, dog. Cause I'll be on the shit like, Quinn, we got some 2 liters in this shit. These shits is old. He be like, I mean, no, they can work, man. Like, put a little ice in them shits.
I never realized that.
Yeah, put a little ice in them shits. They be alright. That shit school me.
Okay.
Alright. I think that's all we got, man.
End it off on that note.
End it on that note. We good.
Alright. Okay. Couch Money. You already know what time it is. Couch Money season 6, episode 8. Jeez. Live from Couch Money Studios. You already know what time it is. Make sure you hit us up.
We're live from Couch Money Studios.
You already know what time it is. Make sure you hit us up on couchmoneyshow@gmail.com. couchmoneyshow@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Make sure you find us at couchmoneyshow.com if you want all your merch, shot glasses, hoodies, anything you need. The new hoodies is up too. So
yes, indeed.
So
yes,
make
indeed.
Sure, make go sure you go check one. Those out too. couchmoneyshow.com. couchmoneyshow@gmail if you want to hit us up. Voice of Reason with the _ Legendary Quinn on Instagram as well.
Yes, indeed.
Make sure you check us out on all that. And we're going to get right to the AKs.
Yeah, let's do it.
Right to the AKs. Mm-hmm. It's your boy, Legendary Quinn, a.k.a. Jiggy Giovanni, a.k.a. Uchi Wally Zerbia, a.k.a. Nick Van Excellence, a.k.a. Hazel Biscuits, a.k.a. Need a Dollar, a.k.a. Pastor Deuce. I got new shoes on right. Yes, sir. Rolling down 95. a.k.a. Bartholomew Jones, a.k.a. Cornelius Caldwell Pope, a.k.a. Thug Christie, a.k.a. Luka Doncic, or Huka Doncic, a.k.a. Brucey B. Jr. Shout out to my main. Shout out to Uptown. a.k.a. Trivia Newton John, a.k.a. Willie Beeman Jr. My name is Willie Beeman. AKA Potty Next Door, Summer's Over, or The Podmon. AKA aka Mr. Number 25 on the barbershop chart. Give me the ball fade with the half moon. Aka Mr. Grow Face Killer. Aka who you know, eat wonton soup in a drop top coupe. Aka Benny Boom Shakalaka. Aka Poonan against Zerios. Aka Lenny. Oh, wop, baba, luwop, duwop, bam, boom. Aka Light Skin Tony. Yeah, what's up, baby? You know what time it is. I'm back in the mix right now. Just finished watching the Vikings game. I'm seeing my boy Dalvin go off. I'm saying, you know, three touchdowns. I'm saying,
yeah, Tony, you ever met Dalvin in real life?
I want to. You know what I'm saying, baby? Listen, one day. You know what I'm saying? Big 33. I'm saying, go fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Come holler at me. You know what time it is, baby. Come down to Piggies. You want to watch the game? Feeling good. Got my mink on. Come go lonely with Tony. Never go lonely with Tony. AKA Miss 88.5 WZLIT, Legendary Larry, the Lituation Station, playing all the smooth tunes. What my motherfucking guy?
Voice of Reason with the underscore. AKA Dog Scored Lord Nigga. AKA Antonio Brown Liquor. AKA James Brown Liquor, the Godfather of Remy and Coke Nigga. AKA Bobby Brown Liquor, so you know shit get crazy. AKA Mr. Double Shot of Deuce on a Tuesday. AKA Mr. MVP 2003, I've been outside. AKA Mr. I booked through skip lag, so no ma'am, I will not be checking my bag. Mm. Fuck that. Show me the hoes, or whatever they say when you walk in the moves. And no longer WBC heavyweight champion of the world. Deontay used to be wilder than the rest of them niggas. Mm. AKA Mr. If That Card Don't Work, try this one, baby. AKA Mr. 7-Day Free Trial for the third time this month. BET Plus, I'm coming for your ass. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to get you. AKA Mr. High, let me get 5. Won't pump 9, please. AKA Mr. Reheat the Chinese Food Champion. Mm. AKA Mr. Rajon Rondo Shoulders. AKA Phil Jackson Shoulders. AKA Larry King Shoulders. His shit is crazy on CNN, nigga. AKA Darius Miles Shoulders.
Who was the president? Buzz your ass.
Quarterback for the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Thoreau. AKA Mr. Fake Montclair Jacket. AKA Mr. 5 for $20 Mixtape Man. AKA Mr. $30 Uptowns from the Mixtape Stand. And last but not least, Mr. You Know the Vibes, because I created them shits.
Dog, that was the shit.
Yeah, oh my god, that shit was heat, man. That shit was heat.
Okay, Daniel, we gonna get right to it.
You going first? You going back home? R&B? Stay home? R&B?
I'm going home, man. I'm going home to R&B, man. You tell me time we gonna do.
Go get in the trenches.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna keep it some. I'm gonna keep it new age a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna go up top. So we're gonna get right to it. WZLIT, a legendary Larry mixtape with the Lost Smooth Tunes. Hit me up on the hotlines 228-9898, and we're gonna get real smooth and sexy for you. So make sure you hit us up, and we're gonna kick it off just like this.
All right.
Feeling good. Mm-hmm. We're gonna walk this in early. House of Balloons.
Okay, I like it. I still listen to this shit way more than I should, probably.
Yeah.
I listen to this all the time.
WZLIT. Let's go. Hey. Hit us up on the hotline 288-19. Hit me on the hotline WZLIT. Oh, the smooth tune.
Down for me, girl.
feet up, kick your feet up, feeling good. Go pick this shit up.
All this hard work, no vacation. Stay up off my Instagram, pure temptation. Hit a switch on a fake nigga.
Ladies,
like
let's go,
station.
Let's go.
Sex with me, so amazing. Sex with me, so amazing.
You working, we've been talking for so long. Now we're finally here in person. I taste pain and regret in your sweat. You've been waiting for me. Oh, I can tell that you've been practicing. I can tell that you've been practicing. All those other men were practice.
Okay,
they were practice. Yeah, for me, for me, for me, for me. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Copy Big Daddy, won't you back that ass up? Girl, who was you playing with? Back that ass up. You're working with some ass, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some ass, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some lashes, yeah, you bag, yeah. Make a nigga spend his cash, yeah. Last year, hoes frying when you pass, yeah. They mad, yeah. Couple thousand on your bag, yeah. Fuck, yeah. I'm a big time nigga, yeah. Money flipper, yeah. Get it understood, yeah. It's all good, yeah. Girl, I know it's real, cause I've been around it. You only want what's real, you just never found it out. Don't give them no more chances. Ooh, girl, they had their time. Everything for a reason. There's things you had to learn from them. But when I get you to myself, you know what's going down. What's going down, oh. Girl, you look good, won't you back that ass up? You fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up? Copy Big Daddy, won't you back that ass up? Girl, who was you playing with? Back that ass up. You're working with some ass, yeah, you're bad, yeah. Girl, you're working with some ass, yeah, you're bad, yeah.
because I always be fucking relaxed as hell. That should be smooth.
Not too crazy, man. WZLIT back in the mix
like
right now.
I like it.
Okay, so you know what time it is. We're going to get right to the reverb.
Reverb.
Oh,
yeah,
man. Let me get right.
Test it. 1, 2. All right. Yo. All right, so listen. You know, old niggas, we still in charge. Like I said, we are in charge until further notice. We got the butcher. We got busting all that type of shit. So we just go. We've been doing our thing. So we gonna fuck with the old niggas this week. Nothing crazy. We just gonna fuck with the old niggas this week.
Oxcord lore. Couchmoneyshow.com.
Kuwait, World Up, that's the station.
Couch Money Show.com.
Supposedly, I was the man that was supposed to be the head of the clique. Lips in on Nick Snitch. On my thigh, I smoke bogey, swore like Shinobi. Shoot up your block to make you know me. You ain't ready yet, slow down and recollect. Stay in the car, I start for law, body set. Yo, I'm all who act ball, look Paul, now I'm set. Air condition cooler system, yo, the tech glisten. On a mission, shoot your back out position. Sound missing, 2-5 deep in prison. Kid, listen, dying across like a Christian. So
oh my god, oh nah, wait a minute, hold on. Shout out to Keith Murray.
Definitely shout out to Keith Murray.
CouchMoneyShow.com.
I'm here to make a dollar out of 15 cents. And let my balls hang like I'm on a toilet taking a shit. My style is
Keith was out of pocket.
And the big bag of chips with the dip. Fuck all that sensuous shit. I represent intellectual violence. And leave your clique holier than the Ten Commandments. Like Red Man, I shift with the rock. If your imp was a spliff, we'd be all fucked up. No need to ask you, Izzy, son, I get busy. Scuff my chips on the boulevard in many rough cities. I left the norm and bait ya. I love to hate ya. Cause you's a freak by nature. Can't wait to face ya, mutilate ya. Drink your style down straight with no chaser.
Hoodie from Nature like a month ago.
Okay, shout out to Nature.
It ain't get here yet.
It's on the way.
Nature, please.
It's on the way. Oh my god. I can't do this. Uncle Ho, let's go.
What you think's gonna happen?
Street music and stuff.
Can't be serious. It's murder, nigga.
It's murder. Motherfuckers wanna kill me, but don't got the heart. But look me in the eyes with the nine and spark. Cause whether you're for or against this, when I spit with murderous intentions, everybody goes, everybody knows. Weapons I possess, they not for show. And you put dresses on your weapons when you walk out the door. See one side flash, motherfuckers better do the one shot dash or beat one shot ass. J took a AY took a drive by to your hood screaming bye bye to ya. Why would ya fuck with me knowing I put ya 6 feet deep and them niggas could die, niggas could die, niggas could die, niggas could die.
Oh man,
this beat, homemade, this shit sound so good. Old niggas, it's our time, baby. Old niggas, we in the building.
Discord rule. CouchMoneyShow.com.
He said, turn shit up. He about to go crazy.
Hypnotize your eyes and then you recognize that the sparkle of my chrome shoes paralyzed.
Uncle L.
Getting money like this, hey. You want my vibe. Full of jealousy and pride, hate the way I ride. Sometimes you speak, sometimes you don't. Figure this nigga souped up, cause he cooped up. Guaranteed to rip shit soon as it's looped up. Your nigga slept, swore your girl's panties was a panties.
CouchMoneyShow.com.
Hey. I ain't hear this in a minute.
Hey. That nigga Chico the Bars came right in.
It's all good. This one for y'all.
Chico the Bars.
Yeah. No. Okay. No. We all together.
I used to cut pies in front of my girl. Now I apologize. The reason why she seen the red in my eyes when I was cutting it, feeling like the archives, tapping it down, digging out.
I was getting comfy. I was over here getting comfy like a motherfucker. Just shout out to the old niggas, man. You know what I'm saying? We just always got to go back, throw some shit off my guys. You know what I'm saying? Let niggas know we still here, man.
Okay. That's that was beautiful,
nothing
man.
Nothing too wild, man.
All right, man. We got to off of that note?
Yeah, we getting it off of that note.
Jesus, man. Couch Money Show. Do we have a...
We got 12 hot wings.
Dog.
12 baby girl hot wings.
Listen.
Minus 11 hot wings.
How many is on the check?
One. It better be one. One hot wing, nigga, or something.
One. Oh, man.
Log on to CouchMoneyShow.com for hoodies, hats, shot glasses, and more.